We are on. That pretty much puts an end to that. That's what it says in the yearbook. This podcast for flight attendants and nurses. It's sports. I'm your host, Doug. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. We are always interested in obscure rules showing up in real live games. And we're always impressed by the coaches and players who in this day and age are still able to find loopholes in the rules. Well, actually, we think all three of these are cool. There's the rule that's rarely enforced. Like last season, Louisville basketball player Jalen Johnson was actually called for crossing the end line to defend against a Clemson inbounder. There's the rule no one knew existed. The game was already out of hand anyway. But in this season's Military Bowl, on a fourth down, Virginia punter Lester Coleman had to go down on one knee to field a snap. The snap was low, so the play was blown dead immediately, and it goes in the books as a 14-yard loss and a turnover. Now, we had no idea that the punter's knee could not touch the ground with possession of the ball, just like any other player on the field, which now that we say it out loud, sounds like we should have known that. We seriously had no idea that rule existed. And then there's what the Phoenix Suns did, which is using a rule or regulation no one knows about to win a game. Now, after the decades of rules committees, rules changes, rules committees, meetings about rules changes, you still have coaches and players smart enough to exploit something. Everyone says all the good stuff has already been invented. And after hearing about what the Suns did, we were thinking all the good stuff has already been invented. But players and coaches keep unearthing things the rules don't cover. Cut to Battle of the Network interim coaches in the NBA. The Suns versus the Grizzlies just after Christmas. Game is tied with less than a second left. Suns interim Jay Triano instructs the Suns inbounder standing near the benches, I believe the Memphis bench, to try to throw the ball directly into the hoop, which you can't do, like in volleyball, where you can't spike down a serve as it crosses over the net, which we learned the hard way. So the inbounder, as he's told, lobs the ball directly into the hoop, perfect, where Phoenix's Tyson Chandler gets his hands on it and dunks it as it goes through, even though the ball is in the basket here. In that case, there's no goaltending. As long as Chandler touches it off the inbounds, it counts. He did, and it did, and the Suns won, and Triano knew it. Brilliant and brilliant spectacle. Just like the Green Bay Packers' Ty Montgomery last season, lying down out of bounds to field the Lions' kickoff. Now, if Montgomery's out of bounds when he fields the kick is out of bounds. Lions' penalty. Just like in hockey, the New York Rangers' Sean Avery a few years ago, waving his stick in front of a goalie's face on the power play, although that's been outlawed, but there's probably still ways around that. Just like, I think, if a receiver falling out of bounds in football bats a ball back inbounds to another receiver who catches it, that's a catch. In college, or at least it was. In recent years, that might have changed. Get out, you lousy season. Thanks for listening.